Before we go ahead, I want to correct something from yesterday. I taught you false pshat here. After the shiur, Shmuel Schottenstein came over to me to explain the Gemara again, which I did, but after I got home, I realized that something's wrong because it took too hard for me to explain. I guess he accepted it, but Lamais, and after looking at it again, it's a complete toast what I taught you. The Gemara before, I tried to fetch in to the Machlokas Abai and Rava of Mesasik or not Mesasik, how it's possible to have Zodon Shabbos and Shigdis all the Malachos. And he said, if you don't know Shabbos, then it's only Mesasik. That's total toast. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is going on one prat. This, I'm sure, is the pshat. The Gemara is going on one prat. Nothing to do with the case of Mesasik before. It's going on one thing, that if you're Mechavim for less than a shear, and it comes out to a shear, right, then what's it called? Then Abaya holds you still Chayiv, and Rava holds you Potter. On that, the Gemara says, with that in mind, you could find the case of Zodon Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos. How? You knew it was Shabbos, right? But you thought that, what's it called, that the shiurim were, what's it called, were less, and you didn't know that there was a bigger shiur. Okay? And even though, you still chayv achatos like that. So it's Zodon Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos. You knew all the Malachos, but you didn't know their shiur. According to Abai, you're still chayv achatos. According to Rava, if you're not mechavin to the right shiur, you're not chayv achatos. So then the Gemara wants to know, how is it possible then, according to Rava, Zodon Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos? If you don't know any of the Malachas, then why did you know Shabbos? Right? And Shabbos is irrelevant. It's no different, like Rashi says, than any other day of the week. So where's the Zodon Shabbos? So it comes out as it's Shigdis Shabbos. Right? If you don't know any of the Malachas, then it's not Zodon Shabbos, it's Shigdis Shabbos. Shigdis Shabbos is only Chayv One Chattis. And that, the Gemara answers, that what's it called, that if Rava holds a Rav Yochanan, that Shigdis Kareis, then you knew it Balaam. Or he knew it Betchumim. You know that there's such a thing. But it's not going on Mesasik. It's not doing Mesasik. It has to do just on the Prat of Shiurim, right? That Abaya holds you can not know the Shiur and still be Chayav Achatos. And then we could explain Zodon Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos. According to Rava, that option is not open. So how does he understand Zodon Shabbos and Shigdis Malachos? And that's how the Gemara discusses it. It has nothing to do with the Prat of Mesasik before. Yeah, but it's not like I told you that it's on the Shogeg part. Right? We explained that it's going on the Shigdis Malachos part. Why is that Shogeg? It's Mesasik. No, it's going on the Zodon Shabbos part. Okay. I didn't have a chance to look to see if any Rishonim say like my first way, but the Maisa, to me it seems like it was a toast. Okay. Rashi for sure doesn't look like that. Okay, let's go on. Another thing from yesterday, in the Mishnah. We said, what's it called? The Mishnah here says the pu'ula, the poet, zoreya, kotzer, what the person does. Okay, and the Rambam Taka brings down zriya, ktsira, right, the malacha, right, the pu'ula, not the poet. So what's it called? Some say, it doesn't answer the Rambam. Some say the reason the Mishnah says hazoreya and not zriya. Because all Isurim that are Toli Bizman are not Isurei Heftza, but Isurei Gavri. The Isur basically is on the person, not on the thing. It's an Isur that's Toli in time. It can't be an Isur Heftza. It's an Isur Gavri. It doesn't answer the Rambam, because the Rambam says Taka, the Heftza, not the Gavri. The Rav Meir Benet says, what's it called? Mordechai Benet. Rav Mordechai Benet in Mogen Avos says what's it called, the following. Very interesting pshat. He says like this. He says, the Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon, that holds Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. Therefore, what your Kavana is when you do the Malacha is an Iker. So it had to speak about the person who did the Malacha, Hazoreya, whatever, because his Kavana is an Iker. The Rambam, on the other hand, passes like Reb Yehuda, that Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv. It doesn't make a difference what your Kavana is. Right, Lamaisa, what's it called, your chayiv, whether you did it for the same tachlis as in the Mishkan or not. Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is chayiv. Meil, the Rambam said, Zriya, he said the Pa'ula. Now, Shenkin, the Mishnah, goes according to Rav Shimon, there you have to say the poet. Okay. The Tosis here is Ma'orir. Why some of the things says Almanas, right? Hakorea Almanas Litfor, what's it called? Which other one? Hamochek Almanas Lichtov Shteyosios. On the other hand, Bona the Soser, Soser is also Almanas Livnos. Why didn't it say Soser Almanas Livnos? So here also, Mordechai Benet makes a chiluk like this. He says, in those cases in the Mishnah, where it says Almanas, that is the Tzuras HaMalacha. In other words, even if you'll do it in a way that's positive, that's constructive, that's not destructive, you're not going to be chayiv unless you do it Almanas, that thing. In other words, Korea Almanas Litfor, if you somehow tear something constructively, but not in order to sow, you won't be chayiv. Not Minato. Right? Here, the Tzuras HaMalacha of Korea and the Mishkan was Almanas Litfor. Hashem Soser Almanas Livnos, if you'll be Soser in such a way that it'll be constructive, but it won't be Almanas Livnos, you'll also be Chayv. It's just that it has to be Almanas Livnos to be not Mekalkel. But that's not the Tzuras HaMalacha, that's just a Tnai of shouldn't be Mekalkel. So Soser, even if it wouldn't be Almanas Livnos, but it would be something positive, you'd also be Chayv. But Korea has to be Almanas Litfor, not just has to be positive, it has to be Mamish Almanas Litfor, because that's the Tzuras HaMalacha. Okay, anything else here? One other thing the Tosfos Yontif says, which I didn't write down here, the Tosfos Yontif says, why is it Arboim Chosar Achas? He says, because in order to be Chayiv all, Lametesh Malachas, you're going to have to really do 40 Malachas, not 39. Because Tofer, in order to be Chayiv Tfira, Shtei Tfiros, which the Mishnah talks about, HaTofer Shtei Tfiros, you have to tie it, the ends, with a Kesher Shel Kayama. If you don't tie the ends, then you're not Chayiv, with two Tfiros. So in order to be over the 39 Malachas, you're going to have to really do 40 Malachas, you have to do Kosher twice. Kosher, the first Kosher, right, which is an Av Malacha, and you're going to have to tie again when it comes to Tofer, to be Chayiv on Tofer. But you can only be Chayiv 39 because you're doing two Av Malachas twice, Behelam Echad. So it's Arboim, but it's Chosar Achas. Out Chatos, it's going to be minus one. But out Malachos, you're going to have 40 Malachos. Okay.
Why can't you just have the kosher with the Tofer and not have the first kosher?
Well, because that's not an Av Malacha by itself.
Why not? You made the night.
What? No, but I understand, but that's part of Tofer. Right. Anything is part of right. Part of Tofer is not the one that says Av Malacha of kosher is kosher by itself, not connected to Tofer.
Okay. What it's written in the Rashi, you very hamadil. Some are ha and some are without the ha.
Some are
ha, the ha, and some are without the ha.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know. He also, Mordechai Benet also explains why Mechaber comes before Maver. In the Rambam, he changes the order. He puts Havara, the Kibui. Right? Same thing. Since it's going Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, right? By Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, you're only going to be Chayiv on Mechaber if you, made Tchamim. If you made, coals. So therefore, first you make the coals, and then you use them for Havara. So the order would be first Mechabe and then Mavir. But if you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, then you're Chayiv just putting out a flame. Then it makes more sense to say you lit a flame and you put it out. But so the Mishnah is talking, according to Rav Shimon, that Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. It has to be talking about Mechabe where you make coals. So then the order is make the coals and then use them to burn. Mashen Kein, the Rambam holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. So any kibui is chayiv, then the seder is, first you light a fire, then you put it out. Not after to make coals, just to put out the fire itself is chayiv. Okay. Let's go on. Minyan alamali, omid base. Why do you need a number Add them up yourself. Rabbi Yochanan, Shimason, Kulam, Behelem Echad, Chayiv HaKolachas Vachas. If you did all the 39 Malachos, Behelem Echad, you're Chayiv a separate Chatas for each one. Rashi, Minyan Alamali, Lisnei Ovos Malachos, Hazoreya Vachoresh, the Anoa Chazina, Iarboim, Iarboim Chosarachas, I can count up myself. Shimason, Ubolo Diacha, Sheim Nisalmu, Kol Hilcha Shabbos, Mimenu, Chayiv Kamachatozola. If you forgot all the Malachos, you're still going to be Chayiv 39. Carbonus. Okay. Michti. Azorea vahachorish. Planting and plowing. Michti. Michriv karvi bereisha. Lechora, first you plow, then you plant. Listni choresh vahadr. Listni zorea. It should have said choresh and zorea. Tana ba Eretz Yisrael kois. Where I answer is the Tana is in Eretz Yisrael. Dezari bereisha vahadr karvi. There they have two plowings. They plow normally before they plant, but the ground is so hard that you can't cover over the Zroyin without plowing again. So the Chiddush is that the second plowing is also considered a plowing, even though you plow first. But since the only way that you'll be able to cover up the seeds is by plowing a second time, the second plowing is also called plowing. Rashi. Nichrev Karvi, Chorshin, Beretz Yisrael, Koshehi. It's very hard land. The Ein Yochel Lechasos, Beli Harishi. You can't cover the Zroyin without plowing again. It comes to tell me that that also is called Harisha, even though it's a second Harisha, since it's necessary, it's also called Harisha. Okay. Tana, Hazoreya, Vahazomir, Vahanoteya, Vahamavrich, Vahamarkiv. Person plants a seed. That's by, what's it called, by Tvua or Yerokos or whatever. Vahazomir, or you prune a tree. Vahanoteya, or you plant a tree. Right? And noteya usually is not planting a seed, but planting a sapling. That's noteya. Vahamavrich. Mavrich is where you, what's it called, you put something in the ground, a shoot of something that's already growing. You put it under the ground, pick it back up, so it'll get roots in the second place and be like an offshoot of the first plant. Vahamarkiv is grafting. You graft a tree. Kulan malacha achasein. They're all really one malacha. Shaila, what that means, they're all one malacha. Right? We'll see in 1 second what the Rishonim say. Maikomashmalon. So what's the chiddush? That they're all one malacha. Pokomashmalon. Also, malachos harbe ne'ein malacha achas, eino chayv ala achas. If you did all of them in one helam, you only chayv one chattas, because they're all basically one malacha. Rashi. Kulan malacha achasein, dezomer nami litzmuche ilana. They all have the same purpose. Okay? Zomer, pruning, is also to make the tree grow better. The nafkamina, the ovid lekulan, bahadi zoreya, if you did all of them together with zoreya, you planted a seed, and you pruned a tree, and you were mavrich, and you were markiv, and noteya, you planted a sapling, all behelamechad, you only chayv one chattas. Lo mechayv alechad. The ha'osa malachos harbe zoreya av malacha. Now Rashi explains what that means. They're all malacha achas. Doesn't mean they're all an av. Zoreya is the av malacha. Noteya nami av malacha. And noteya is also an av malacha, right? Because it's not a tolda. It's the exact same malacha. You're doing the same exact thing with the same exact purpose. Okay? You're doing the same action by planting a seed. Here you're planting a sapling. Right, same action and the same toelis. That's what Rashi learns. The hainu zoreya, elish zeb zroyim, zeb bilanos. This is the way you plant zroyim, and this is the way you plant trees. But they're exactly the same thing, the same pu'ula and the same tachlis. So then it's an av. They're both avos. The chain mavrichu markiv. Mavrichu markiv is also the same pu'ula as planting and the same tachlis. Aval zomer told her that zomer is not the same pu'ula. You're cutting something off. It happens to have the same tachlis that it makes the tree grow better. That's only a tolda. So Rashi learns all of them are avos. In other words, not different avos. They're all part of the av of Zoreya, except for Zomer, which is a tolda. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam says that they're all avos. Rashi says that they're all avos except for Zomer. The Ran holds that Mavrich and Markiv are also toldos. They're not exactly like Zoreya in the Pu'ula, and therefore they're only a Tolda. And the Rambam holds are all avos. All of them are avos. Right? even Zomer. Doesn't have to be the exact same pa'ula. If it, long as it's close enough in the tachlis, right, that also can make it an av. And Rabbeinu Hanano says noteya is a tolda of zoreya. It's also not exactly the same pa'ula. Therefore, it's a tolda. And zomer is a tolda of a tolda. Zomer is the tolda of noteya. And noteya itself is a tolda. And this Rabbeinu Hanano is a big chiddush that it's possible to have a tolda of a tolda. In other words, something may not be similar to the av malacha, but it's similar to a tolda of the malacha, that's also chayiv min haTorah. Tolda to tolda. There's a big shaila whether tolda to tolda is chayiv or not. If it has to be similar to the av, or it even can be similar to something similar to the av. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Kahan. Zomer v'tzorich le'etzim chayiv shtayim. If a person prunes a tree and he needs the wood, okay, so he's doing two things. He's making the tree grow better and he's also harvesting the wood. So he's chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer, one for harvesting because he's harvesting the wood, the achas mishum noteya, and one for planting. Rashi. What? Ah, Omer of Acha, Omer of Chia Barashi, Omer of Ami, Zomer Chayev Mishub Noteya, right? Zomer is Chayev because of Noteya, Vaha Noteya, Vaha Mavrich, Vaha Markiv Chayev Mishub Zoreya. And Noteya, Mavrich, and Markiv are all Chayev also because of Zoreya, and like we said, the difference of opinion, whether they're Ovos or Toldos. Mora says, Mishub Zoreya in Mishub Noteya, lo? These things are only Chayev Mishub Zoreya, not Mishub Noteya, right? There's also an Indian of Natiya over here. It's not just Zoreya. Zoreya, again, is where you plant a seed. Natiya is where you plant something already that's Kayim. L'chor, it's also a told of Noteya. Tomorrow says, Eima Ach Mishum Zoreya. Also Zoreya. It's less Zoreya than Noteya. Because these things are already Kayim. You're just replanting them to make roots. It's more like Noteya than Zoreya. Kamash wants Zoreya too. And the Nafkamina is, what is, Tosa speaks about the fact that you have to give Hasra according to what av it is. But you don't have to give hasra, the shaila, whether you need to be masra, tolda, v'shem ha'av. In other words, if I give you hasra, let's say noteya would be a tolda. So if I say, don't be noteya, that's not good enough. There's a shita that holds that you need hasra on the tolda, v'shem ha'av. Because the person is going to say, there's no av malacha noteya. Zoreya is the av malacha. So what are you telling me, I'm noteya? I never heard of such a malacha. So in order for a person to be chayev, the mezid, you have to give him hasra mishum the av malach. Okay, that's one sheet. Tosas, you can't bring a raya from here to that, because here may be a different thing. If you give him hasra on the wrong thing, then for sure it's not hasra. Because he's going to say, you're fooling around with me. This is not noteya, this is zoreya. Not that you have to tell him what the av is, but you have to at least tell him what the right told him. If you're going to say the av, it has to be the right av. So the Gemara is telling me which av, what can you be master him, right? What can you tell him and be mekayim b'hasra? Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, Zomer v'tzorech leitzim chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum noteya. Rashi. Zomer chay mishum toldas noteya, d'litzmuche ovid, v'noteya gufei, v'chein mavrich u'markiv chay mishum zoreya. Kolomar, inu nami zoreya. These are also called part of the av of zoreya. Ze av v'zroyim, v'ze av v'ilonos. The av has two subcategories. There's the av legabe zroyim, and there's the av legabe ilonos. But they're both part of the same av. They're not different avos malacha. They're subcategories of the same av. Mishum noteya lo, a mavrich umarkiv koi. Right? The mavrich and markiv are not part of noteya. They're more part of noteya than zoreya. Eima at mishum zoreya. The hag zriya be ilonos, the ovid le bahadi zoreya mechayiv chada vesulo. Right? That this is the same kind of zriya by ilonos, and therefore if you do markiv or mavrich together with zoreya, you're only going to be chayiv one chatas. Zomer lahatsmiya chagefen. Zomer is where you want to make the vine grow better, and from this Rashi is mashma that zmira, real zmira, is only by gifonim, and by other things it may not be called zmira. Right? Karmecholosizma. Nafkamina gabe shmita. where you're only chayiv on avos and not toldos, right? It could be that that similar kinds of things of pruning other trees is not an av, it's only a tolda, similar to by gefanim. And therefore, pruning other trees during Shemitah is only the Rabbanah, not Minat Torah. And since only the Rabbanah is a lot of nafkaminas, right, by Surim that are only the Rabbanah and the Surim that are the Raisa, what you can do, what you can't do. Okay. The Tzarek Le'etzim Lahasaka, and you need the wood for burning. Mishum the Tzarek Lohem, have you told of the culture? Because you need the wood, it becomes a told of culture. The Tzarek Nami Likter. Now Tosfos points out over here that this would be even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Yehuda, who says, Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufas Chayit, so the Chora, if you prune a tree, even if you don't need the wood, you still should be over-cultured. Because Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. I'm not doing it for the purpose that that was in the Mishkan. There, they harvested for the sake of the thing, but you chayiv anyway. So what difference does it make? I'm cutting off a branch, even if I don't need the wood, I should be chayiv, according to Yehuda Tishnayim. One for making the tree grow better, Zoreya, and or Noteya, and one for, for having the harvest, even though I don't need it. Because that's like any melacha shein tzricha legufa. I dig a hole, I don't need the offer. So I don't need the offer. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv. So Tosfos says, no. Here, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be potter. Why? Because there's certain melachas that unless you do them for the sake of what has to be done, it's not called that melacha. Cutting off a branch of a tree is not called kotzer. People don't harvest wood, right? They cut off the tree to prune it, whatever, but they don't harvest wood. You don't harvest wood. But if you bedafka want the wood, then it's called harvesting. There's other things like that. For instance, by makav patish, take a sliver out of a tree. It's not a malacha. But if you do it in order to make a toothpick, then it's called a malacha of makav patish. But it has to be that you had kavana for the thing to make it a malacha. Not because it has to be tzricha legufa. So therefore the Rambam takapasos like that, like Tosfos. The Rambam holds melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, and still he says zomer v'tzorech le'etzim. You have to be tzorech le'etzim for zomer to be considered kotzer. Otherwise, if you don't need the wood, it doesn't have the concept of kotzer to it. It's not just that it's melacha shein tzricha legufa, it's not a melacha at all. That's what the Rambam holds. And there are other Rishonim, Tosfos Rid, argues on Tosfos. And he says that it depends on the regular machlokas. If you hold back Rabbi Yehuda, and you're Zomer, and you don't need the Eitzim, you're also Chayiv. Because it's Stam Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. But the Rambam and Tosfos both disagree, and they say even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the Tzorech Le'Eitzim. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Yosef. Hayman de Kotel Aspasta. Person who cuts down hay, I guess. I don't know what... anybody know what aspasta is in English? Rashi, the kotel aspasta, shachas. The kotel also gimel pamim b'chodesh. Right, 3 times a month, it grows and you cut it down. It doesn't have to reach any grains or whatever. It's just the stalks themselves, the hay. Right, the chozer v'tzomech, and it grows again, you cut it down. Okay, and every time you cut it, it makes it that it's going to grow better the next time. So if you're a kotzer, what's it called? Kotel aspasta, you're chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer. And here it doesn't say v'tzorech laspasta. Because this is kotzer, you harvest these things. This is normally harvested. Wood is not normally harvested. So here, even those who hold that by wood, it has to be tzorech le'etzim, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, here you don't need tzorech laspasta. And other Rishonim say, no, here it also has to be. If you don't have kavana for the sake of the hay, right, then the ikar is making it grow better, and it's not called kotzer either. Okay, in any case, so kotel aspasta, chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer, v'achas mishum noteir. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, the same reason, because it makes the next crop grow better, and you need the aspasta. Omer Abaye, hayman de koniv silka, chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum zoreh. Rashi, the koniv silka, chotech tardin min hamachuber, the chozer ugdeli. Right, you cut tered, we call spinach, but it's not spinach. It's anybody here? What? Beets? Beets. We call tered spinach, but tardin is not spinach in the Gemara. And I guess you cut off beets, so there also, you cut them to make the next crop grow better. But if you need the dates, or what's it called, based on the shayla that we said, you're also chayiv because of culture. You're harvesting the beets, and you're also making the next thing grow better. Okay. Hachoresh, Tana Hachoresh, the Hachofer, the Hachoreitz, Kula Malacha Achasen. Right? If you plow or you dig, okay, anything that makes the ground softer, right, and fit for planting is called Choresh. Hachoreitz, you make a ditch, yeah. Right, or you make a hole. Anything that softens up the ground is called choresh. Kula malach achasein. Rashi, hachoreitz, osa charitz in the karki, make ditches in the ground. Malach achasein, eno chayv ala achas, the kula the refuye ara avidi. They're all made to soften the ground. Omer avsheshes, hoysalo gabshushes, vinotla. If you had a mound of earth, and you took it away, okay, you flattened out the ground. The bayis chayv mishum bona. If you did it in the house, you chayv mishum bona, because it evens out the ground, the floor. So that's bona. B'sadeh chayv mishum choresh. And in the field, there's no binyan over there, but by leveling out the ground, you make it easier to plant. Because it's hard to plant when one thing's high and one thing's low. So in the field, leveling out the ground is preparation for planting, which is called choresh. In the house, leveling out the floor is part of building.
Okay.
What? No, that is the malach of choresh. The malach of choresh, you're not chayv zoreya, you're chayv as choresh. Choresh is making the ground plantable.
But each one is a preparation for the next one, yet each one is a malach by itself.
Right, exactly. So that's what you're chayiv. You're chayiv for preparing the ground for planting is called choresh. That is the malach of choresh. Choresh is making the ground plantable. So anything you do that makes the ground plantable is a total of choresh. You're not chayiv because of the preparation. That's the malacha. The malacha is the preparation of the ground for planting. Okay. Rashi. Gabshushis, tail cotton, a little mound. The bay is shayach binyan. In a house, it's possible to build. Shemiskavin lahashvos karkiisa. You're making your floor level. Mishum choresh de marti ara. It what's it called? Taking it off, you're making the ground now softer, and therefore it's plantable. Okay. Omar Rava, hoysolo guma. You had a hole in the ground. You filled it up. In the house, again, you're leveling out the floor, you're building the floor. And in the field, you'll be chayim mishum choresh. Again, you're making the ground more plantable. Rashi, guma v'tamama ba'ofer, haynu choresh, sheha ofer, shemila bo havi roughly. So when you fill up the hole, so the ground that fills up the hole is softer than the ground that was in the hole before you dug it. The tov lizriya, it's easier now to plant. The hish for the karka lios nizri masada. And now, if you had a hole, you wouldn't be able to plant it, just like we'd have a gabshushit. Couldn't plant it together with the rest of the field, right? Because whatever that you're using to sow the seed, right, wouldn't go evenly over it. But if you evened out the ground, it's easier to plant now. Okay, right there. Omer Rebaba, Hachofer Guma b'Shabbos. If you dig a hole on Shabbos, the Eino Tzorech Ela Afora, and you only need the earth, you don't need the hole, Potter Aleha, you're Potter. So Pashas is because of Lach Hashem Tzrich Leguf. In the Mishkan, when they dug holes, they did it for the sake of the hole, not for the sake of the earth. Right? They did it to put in the Adonim or whatever, to whatever it was, right, it was out of binyan. They didn't need the earth. So, therefore, it's Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. Mar says, no. Ba'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda da'omr Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa chayiv alecha, even according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds, Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is chayiv, honey mile misakin, hay mekalkalhu. Right, that's only where there's a tikkun in what you did. It wasn't for the sake of what they did in the Mishkan. Then it's Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. But if in the end it ends up a kilkel, even Rabbi Yehuda holds you are chayiv, because call him a kalkel in Peturin. And here, what's it called? Digging a hole, and you don't need the hole. You just need the offer. The hole itself is a kilkel. Rashi, you'll see why it's a kilkel. You need the earth to cover up some refuse or whatever. Potter aleha. The ain kamishum binyan babayis. And lechora, you're building. No, you're not building anything. You're digging a hole in your house. That's not binyan. The kilkulhu. It's a kilkul, right? You're making holes in your floor. That's not a tikkun. Ulizriya nomi lochazia. And in the house, it's not fit for planting either. Aval imhayit sarich lachay mishum bonah. But if you needed the hole for some reason, then it could be tikkun, right? I need the hole to put things in. That's not a kilkul. But if I dig a hole in the middle of my living room, the hole is a kilkul. And if I dig a hole in the middle of my field, also it's a kilkul if I don't need the hole, because it's not plantable now. Not as easily as it was before. Rabbi Yehuda Perka Matzniya, Gabi Motzias Hameis Bemita, Misakin, Kama Motzias Hameis Lekovra. Where's Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, that's Misakin? You take out a dead body to bury. Okay? So you're not taking out the dead body, right, for the sake of the body. You're taking the dead body out because you don't want it in your house. Okay? Eino tzorich legufa dehotzor velo lemeis. You don't need the mace. Right? You're not carrying because you want the mace. You want the mace out of your house, buried. Ela lefanos beso. You want to get the mace out of everywhere except in his grave. Vahotzor atzrich legufa gontzor tzorich lechefet zeh b'makom acher. Hotzor atzrich legufa is where you're carrying the chefet for the sake of the chefet. You need that chefet. Metalka lu es beso. You're destroying your house. Okay. Rashi, right. Vahakotzer, Tana, Hakotzer, Habotzer, Hagoder, Vahamesik, Vihaora, Kulan Melech Melacha Achas. Kotzer is, they're all the same Pa'ula and the same Tachlis, just in different things. So they're all one Av. Kotzer is by grain. Botzer is by, what's it called, grapes. Goder is by figs. Mesik is by dates. Ora is by other kinds of fruit. Rashi says, yeah. Goder is bitmarim. Goder is by dates. Mosek is by zaysin, is by olives. Ora is by figs. So it's called a different thing by each one, but it's basically harvesting. So they're all one malach, meaning they're all one av. Because they're the same pa'ula, the same tachlis, just different things. And by different things, they're called different things. Omra papa, hai man deshodet piso ledikla, v'osar tamri, chayiv shtayim, achas mishum tolesh, v'achas mishum mefarik. If a person throws a clump of earth into a date palm, and the dates fall off, he knocks some dates out of the tree. So he's chayiv two chatos. Achas mishum tolesh, one for harvesting, for what's it called, kotzer. Tolesh is a tolda of harvesting, right? You separated something from its growing. The achas mishum mefarik, and one because of mefarik, right? Now, we'll see in a second how Rashi says and how Tosus understood him. Ravashi omar ein derech klisha bekach, that's not the normal way of separating things from the ground. You do it either with a kli or with your hand. You don't do it by throwing clumps of earth, and therefore it's shaloka derech, and you wouldn't be chayiv achatas. The ain derech prika bekach, not the way to be mefarik either. So you wouldn't be chayiv any chatos, because only the rabbanon, so it's shaloka derech. Rashi. Dishah the piece of the dikla, zarek pieces regovim the dekla. You throw a clump of earth into a palm tree. V'osr tamri, heishir hatmarim, and you disconnected the dates. Tolesh, tolda the kotzer. Tolesh is a tolda of kotzer, right? And separating anything from its growing. Mefarik, tolda the dosh. Mefarik is a tolda of dosh, of threshing. Shemefarik tvua mishiboleha. What is dosh? You take out the tvua from the husk. Loshen porek min hachamor. Now Rashi learns that means like you take off something off a donkey. You take the tvua off the husk, or you take the husk off the tvua, okay? Just like you take something off a donkey. Then he gives a what's it called, a laz, Rabbeinu Levi, v'gam b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Meshulam Hagon, Motzosikain, You are unloading the tamarim from the mechabdos, are the things where they grow. They grow within like a little covering on the tree, the dates, and you are unloading the connecting where the dates are connected to. Tosa says that's not what mefarik is, right? Stam unloading, right, is not mefarik. But over here, the idea is there's a what's it called? By throwing this clump of earth, you took off the outer covering from the dates and took them out of their outer covering. Right? Rashi's mashma a little bit, that it means unloading. Right? The question is mefarik unloading or it's extracting from something? Right? So Rashi seems to say unloading, and therefore if you take an apple off a tree, you're unloading the tree from the apple, or unloading the apple from the tree, right, you're chayav mishum mefarik. So there's no such thing. It has to be a casing, like the shibolet, or whatever it's called, and you take the grain out of that. So it's not unloading, it's extracting from something. But Rashi's mashal that these mechabdos, where the dates are in this protective covering on the tree, and then you, what's it called, take them out of that.
Directly to the tree.
Okay, so that's basically Tosas Taina. That's only taking, it's unloading, but that's not mefarik. Mefarik is you have to extract it from something, not extracting from anything. Then if you take an apple off a tree, it would also be called, according to Tosas, according to Rashi, would be mefarik, and Tosas is not that true. So Tosas learns that it's talking where you take it out of the outer covering. There's an outer covering around the dates, and by throwing this clump of earth, you separated the dates from their outer covering, whatever that outer covering is, as Tosas says. There's a klipa around the tamarim, and that's what he did. He extracted the inner date from the outer klipa. Okay, ein derech klisho krika b'kach, al yidei zrika. You don't normally detach things from a tree by throwing things at it. Ela obiado b'kli. You do it by hand, or you do it with a kli. The tolish kalachar yad upata. Therefore, this is considered tolish kalachar yad, and you wouldn't be chayiv any chatas.